continuing to go through response.
And that was Janice Gilley, the Escambia County Administrator, talking during a press conference yesterday and making the point that we should all do our very best to be good neighbors, work together. We're going to get through this, a continuous and important message to hear. Joining us now, I'm Andrew McKay at News Radio 99.1 and AM 1330. A little different frequency this morning. I hope you understand that everybody's making their adaptations. Governor DeSantis is on the phone with me. Governor, welcome to Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you this morning. So you are coming to Pensacola later on this afternoon, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be there. I'll have the CFO with me, Jimmy Patronis. We'll have our FDOT Secretary, Kevin Tebow, because, as you know, there have been some problems with some of the bridges. And we'll survey all the damage and meet with local officials. And obviously, we want to be supportive in any way we can. I mean, we knew that even when the eye of the storm was projected for Mississippi, that Pensacola was going to be in the area, was going to get a lot of rain. And so we had prepared for that. You know, we had National Guard standing by. We had search and rescue teams standing by. We had the Florida Fish and Wildlife Special Operations Group standing by. And, you know, they've been working with local law enforcement. They have executed missions to help people. And then we continue to have other things as they're needed. You know, we're there to support. So we really, though, appreciate you know, how professional the folks in Northwest Florida are. I mean, this is not the first rodeo on these storms when you live in Northwest Florida. But I think they've really done a great job. So we obviously want to continue anyone that's in distress, protect life. There's not been any reported fatalities in Florida yet. And we, knock on wood, we hope that continues. We do want to get the power back on for people. So we're working with the utility companies. I know we have over 150,000, I think, just in Escambia alone that are out. And then we also want to remind people that as the rain is north of Florida, you know, that has an effect as the water moves down these different rivers and streams. So you're going to have anywhere where you're close to any type of water, that's going to rise likely today, tomorrow, into the weekend. And so people just need to be cognizant of that, particularly if you live in some of those areas.
Yeah, it's very easy to think that, you know, we're done. It's all over. Well, as the rain, as you say, keeps going north, the water then flows south, and that creates issues. Plus, and people don't think much about this, but you've had a couple of days of soaking rain. You can't put 20, 25 inches of rain into the ground and not have consequences. And that means trees that might have seemed fine. I know in our neighborhood, trees that seemed fine can still turn over because of that waterlogged ground. So this is not the time to just take everything for granted. You're going to be touring, as I understand it. You're going to be in a helicopter, maybe. You're going to be on boat with the Coast Guard as a lot of the water damage. What are you hoping to gain from that? What is it going to do for your ability to guide this response?
Well, I think one thing is I'll report to the president about, because the FEMA has been there ready to help us. They approved our disaster declaration. And so we are in a good spot, I think, in the state level that as needs arise, working with locals, we move quickly. I think, as people know, sometimes the federal government doesn't move as quickly. Now, when the president gets wind of something and he wants it to happen, that's really when it matters. And so I'm going to be taking stock, trying to figure out, okay, what do we need to do as a result of this? And then what do we need to ask the federal government to do to be able to help folks? I mean, fortunately, we've already been able to respond to issues as they came up. For example, there was a hospital in Escambia that lost access to water because you had an issue there. So we deployed a water tender immediately to keep the facility operational. We had a long-term care facility, the generator failed. So we were able to get that, work with them to get that up and running. So as things have happened, you know, we have been able to respond. I think one of the things we're going to try to get a sense of, too, is I'd imagine they're going to see a lot of claims with the National Flood Insurance Program for the flood damage to people's homes. You know, we want those claims as filed. You know, we'd like the federal government to work with the folks processing them to make sure that those are done as quickly as possible. I mean, having this happen is bad. I think my sense is that particularly in Northwest Florida, people were very resilient. same time, I mean, you know, we do need to move this along in an expeditious fashion. So hopefully we'll be able to convey a sense of urgency on that.
Absolutely. You mentioned it right when you came on the air with us this morning, Mr. Governor, but obviously one of the major unexpected developments at this storm was the loss of the 3 mile bridge functionality, with a section of the brand new bridge missing, two barge strikes. Now the Garcon Point Bridge is also potentially damaged, has to wait for an inspection because of a barge strike. I know you're going to have to wait and see with FDOT to know how long it's going to be for 3 mile bridge, but assuming Garcon Point Bridge is functional and usable, what is the scope of possibility there? This is an ongoing frustration with locals, as you know, getting that toll to be a reasonable level. Is there any potential to commandeer that bridge to make it a toll-free bridge until we get the repairs done to 3 mile?
Well, we waive tolls now.
Right.
In light of this, and that's the appropriate thing. There may be. I mean, you know, we're going to see. Kevin Tebow is going to be looking at all these things. Obviously, as you mentioned, 3 mile bridge is very problematic. Now, those barges, there's going to be investigation into that, because that's, people knew that that was a risk. People learned that from Ivan, and that wasn't handled the way it needed to by, I believe, some private companies. But the goal is to get, and that's going to take some time, because as you say, I mean, there's significant damage to that. But the goal is to get all roads and bridges open as soon as possible. So today that's going to be an important mission, and hopefully they'll be able to do it. What happens down the pike? I mean, look, I'm willing to look at stuff. I mean, I've been somebody that, you know, we try to provide toll relief, you know, when we can. We've done that down in Miami when we signed a bill. Guys got caught up in litigation, but the idea was, you know, there was a lot of tolls being paid for people, and particularly folks who were lower income, you know, working folks getting hit with tolls every day. So that's not the most advantageous way to go.
Absolutely. Well, Governor, I know you have a very busy schedule. I want to take a moment and just say we appreciate that you're coming to look. We look forward to all of the work that you're going to be able to expedite because of your close relationship with the president. And I know we're not talking about that topic in particular, but as perhaps the person in Florida who has been following the COVID numbers as carefully and the science as best as anybody, I want to say I appreciate the information you have put out, and I appreciate a lot of the decisions that you have made. I have been very grateful to have you as our governor at this time through this crisis. So thank you very much for the work that you're doing for Northwest Florida. We appreciate it.
No problem. Look forward to seeing everybody today. Thank you.
Absolutely. 648 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, broadcasting this morning on AM 1330.